Is he really gay?
How should I know?
You're his coach. Don't you talk about this kind of stuff?
Yeah, between every play. That's why we have huddles.
I don't consider myself homophobic, but I don't think I'd want to shower naked with somebody who's sexually interested in me.
Bill, when was the last time anybody was sexually interested in you?
And if you're making that kind of remark, you are homophobic. Kevin.
Right now is an actor that we have seen in many shows. In fact, a show about singles was a great show that I used to watch all the time.
Single
it was
guy?
With Jonathan Silverman, and that show was called, of course, The Single Guy on NBC. Well, right now, that same Joey Slotnick is playing Milton Buttle on Boston Public, a great show. If you haven't caught it yet, it's on Fox Television on Monday nights before Ally McBeal, and it is a great, great show. I love it. And Joey, you must enjoy doing it as well.
I'm having a blast.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's this, show about public high school, and it sort of focuses on the teachers and the faculty there, and the issues that that come up.
And it takes place in Boston, of course.
It does take place in Boston.
Theoretically. Boston Public Schools are not happy about it, but...
are they not there?
No, they're not happy about it at all. But it's not supposed to be an accurate portrayal, either.
Well, that's, you know, it's a pretend high school anyway, so...
Yeah, I enjoyed. There was an episode where one of the older professors, who is played by that very, very funny man,
Fivish Finkel.
Yeah, he had got somebody in trouble for not wearing a bra.
Yeah.
And then the week after, everybody in the school took off their bra.
Yeah.
That was a nice episode.
Yeah, that was a fun episode.
Yeah. See, now that was on HBO. It would have been a much better episode. So now this is a David E. Kelly show, as is Ally McBeal.
Yes.
And how did you get cast? How did you get the job?
I was doing a play in New York, and I sort of auditioned on videotape, and I came back to Los Angeles, and the part was not cast yet, so I went in again, and lucked out.
Now, did they? Was it something that they like remembered you from The Single Guy as well?
I don't think so. I mean, perhaps the casting directors may have, but I don't know if David had ever seen it.
Huh.
So, which was exciting too, because you know I always like to go on an audition and. It's like, you know, if I do well in the room, then that's sort of what counts for me.
Yeah, now your position on this show, your part, is of an English teacher. This teacher doesn't seem to be too well respected.
No, he's not at the moment.
But, I mean, compared to some of the other teachers, though, there's one teacher who shot a gun off, another one who's, in fact, the same one. Was that the jail guy, or the same one that brought the person to jail? To the morgue?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Harry Sennett.
Yeah, very strange... teaching, but again, you know, this is the way a lot of the modern teachers that really care, they try to do things like this to try to break through to the kids.
Definitely. I mean, I think they're trying to do anything they can. Mm. I think it's very hard to be a student today. I don't envy them.
And it's interesting, too, the dynamics of the school with a principal who is an African-American and a pretty, from what I can see, a pretty cool guy who's lost his temper a few times.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the assistant principal, who's a hard-nosed guy that the kids refer to as the Nazi.
Yeah.
When I went to school, there was the same kind of thing. The assistant principal was always the much tougher guy.
Always.
Yeah.
Well, the assistant principal is interesting because they deal with a lot of the, I mean, most of the legalities that go on in high school. And I really didn't know that as specifically as I do now. But they have to be sort of staunch and tough.
Mm.
Whereas you know the principal can play good guy bad guy when he needs to.
Tell us a little bit about the cast that you're working with, and how the cast gets along, and some of the shows like that 70s show, they hang out together off stage. I mean, what kind of relationship do you have with the cast?
We all really, really do get along. As boring as that sounds, we have a blast. And you know, it's lucky and it's rare, I think, when you have a group of 10 people, and you know, you may get a few duds, but everyone is really digging each other, and we do have a good time off the set. We try at least.
What is Harvey Lipschultz like in? Not Harvey, but Fivish Finkel.
In real life, Fivish.
In real life,
Fivish is brilliant and great, and you know he's been around forever.
Yeah.
And he just he's hilarious, and he really sort of has this great energy about him, as we all sort of look up to him.
There's a few lovely ladies in the cast as well.
There are.
Yeah, and that's always nice.
It's always nice.
Yeah. Now, are you married or single in real life?
I am single in real life.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it like to be a single guy in Hollywood? On a TV show, especially you were on The Single Guy. Now you're on this one.
Mark, it's limousines and champagne every night.
And different women, right?
Oh yeah, every night's crazy.
No, I mean really. Are you part of that Hollywood party circuit?
No.
No?
We work long hours. We pretty much come home and, you know, I'll put on a movie and then fall asleep. Very exciting.
What are the hours that you work right now?
Well, you know, sometimes 6:30 in the morning till 8:30, 9 at night, depending on how many scenes you have during the day. But, so, you know, days can be long like that. But it's great. You know, I mean, you're working.
Yeah, and of course, during the hiatus, there's plenty of time off, right?
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit. It's like sort of like a summer vacation.
Yeah, and so that must be kind of fun.
Yeah.
But you don't take advantage of this and say, hey, I'm Joey. I'm on TV.
Well, no, I try to rarely do that. Unless the only desperate situation is perhaps maybe when you're at an airline and you want to get a little upgrade there. But otherwise, I never bring that out, ever.
Do people recognize you from television?
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes they do.
Do they sometimes say, I know you, but I can't place you?
Yes. And if it's a real cute girl, then I'll go ahead and help them out with the hint. Otherwise, mm-hmm. if it's not, then I'll just maybe mention a high school, and that won't sound familiar, and then I'll sort of sneak away.
Because, I mean, I would recognize you right away from the single guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I would assume a lot of people do, even if they haven't seen Boston Public yet.
Yeah, I think people do recognize me from that.
Whatever happened to that show? It was a huge hit, and then it kind of disappeared.
Yeah, well, they changed our time slot our second season. They also changed part of the cast, which, you know, agree or disagree, you have to give people a chance, and they need at least a year to sort of kind of get used to a show, and then when you change it up on them, I think they get a little angry.
Mm.
And then they changed our time slot. You know, I mean, television is such a wacky business.
It really
There's
is.
So many people that make a decision. And,
you guys were on that Thursday night lineup for a while, right?
Yeah.
And that, of course, was it was a hit automatically.
Yeah, automatically, right.
Yeah.
And so when they changed us, we weren't such an automatic hit. But, you know, the best part about it was that I had a great experience, and I wasn't really pigeonholed, mm-hmm. for me at least. I've been lucky ever since, so.
Now, have you bought a house yet, or are you renting?
I rent.
Really? See? So you are a conservative kind of guy, then.
Well, I'm trying to be. I mean, I want to buy a house. It's just that, you know, if we have an actor strike next year, that's not going to be any fun.
Yeah. So I guess you got to be a little bit conservative, and you never, as you just mentioned, that television is volatile. You never know. Boston Public did very, very well in the ratings. But,
yeah.
You know, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. The nice part is that we've been picked up for our whole season, so that's good.
Yeah. Now, do you ever watch any of the other shows on Fox or on TV at all?
Oh, yeah.
What are some of your favorite shows?
Well, I'm a big ER fan. I love West Wing, Felicity, Friends, you know.
Yeah, Friends is one of these shows. We finally discovered it, my wife and I, when we were watching after the news here, the old syndicated Friends.
Yeah.
And it's really a very good and clever show.
It really is, and I mean, it's one of the most consistent shows on the air. I mean, it's still damn funny.
Yeah, it's interesting to see that. I'm a big Ally McBeal fan, but that show goes up and down, though, in terms of the writing and the quality, and I think it's because David E. Kelly sometimes spreads himself a little bit thin.
Yeah. Have you liked it so far this year?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, the ones that I've seen.
Yeah, I think that I happen to really enjoy it. We've had the whole cast on this show.
Cool.
So, you know, we have our own Ally McBeal webpage, and hopefully we'll have a Boston Public one as soon as we invite a few more of the cast members on here.
Excellent.
You are our first.
Oh, good.
You are our virgin cast member.
Oh, gosh. Pressure's on.
Now, where are you from, Joey, originally?
I'm from Chicago.
Really? Yeah. And how'd you get into acting?
My folks moved to Las Vegas. And I didn't have any friends for a while, and my mom suggested I take an acting class, and sort of went from there.
Wow. It sounds like things have gone well. Mom and Dad must be very happy.
They're very proud.
Yeah.
Very proud.
They go, that's my son on TV!
Exactly.
Well, Joey, it's a pleasure to meet you, and I want to wish you a lot of luck with Boston Public Mondays from 8 to 9 on Fox Television. And if you're going to watch the Boston Public, sit through it, and then sit through Ally McBeal as well.
There you are.
And you have a couple hours of David E. Kelly's entertainment.
Exactly.
And we'll be watching, of course, for the character Milton Buttle on the show, Joey Slotnick, because you all just got to know him a little bit. Thanks so much for coming on, Joey.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.